Jumbo, good morning. Today in the studio, we're going all the way to East Africa in Kenya, where general elections were held on the 8th of August 2017. Incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner of the presidential contest, and he had more than 50% of the vote, whilst his main rival, Raila Odinga, finished second with less than 50% of the vote. These elections were clearly controversial. NASA, the opposition party, claimed that it had won and that the government had rigged the elections. NASA went to appeal to the Supreme Court, cancelling the results and ordering fresh elections to be held within 60 days. What a saga. Today, we will look at the role of music, especially songs used during the elections campaigns. But first of all, we need to know a bit more about the context in which those elections were held. So for that, we will be calling an expert in African affairs all the way from the School of Oriental and African Studies in London. With us today, so we have Dr. Yusra Abdullahi. And then after London, we'll be heading off to Ushi, where Dr. Evelyn will tell us more about the songs. So Dr. Evelyn is an expert in arts affairs, and she has a very keen interest in music. Good morning, Dr. Yusra.
Good morning.
Dr. Yusra, could you please tell us a bit more about the main
leaders?
Yes,
I can do that.
Yes, please.
Sure. So first, I'll be talking about Raila Odinga. He is a Kenyan businessman and politician.
Interesting.
And people see him as the father of democracy in Kenya.
Okay.
Raila was born into a very politically active family, and in fact, his dad was Kenya's very first vice president. Odinga studied in Germany. He then returned to Kenya, where he became a teacher before becoming involved in politics.
Yes.
And a fun fact, or actually not so fun, is that Odinga has been arrested several times, and he has even served time
several
in prison.
Several times?
Yes, indeed. Another fun fact, he's run for president multiple times, and he lost every single time.
He lost?
He did, every time.
What about this time?
He lost again.
Again? Oh, yeah. Okay, excellent. Yes.
So let's talk about Uhuru Kenyatta, who is currently the president in Kenya. He was also born into a political family, and he is the son of Jomo Kenyatta, the very first president of Kenya. He studied in America and then returned to Kenya to first become a businessman and then a politician. Uhuru won the 2013 as well as 2017 elections, and his hobbies include traveling, playing golf, and dancing.
Thank you, Dr. Yusra.
Now, over to you, Evelyn Chen. Could you please elaborate on the role of songs during this recent Kenyan elections?
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here to talk about how music is used in the 2017 Kenyan election. You see, when companies try to promote their products, they will use those catchy jingles in advertisement. And it's the same when you want to promote a party or its candidate. You can post songs to send messages containing patriotism or optimism or just whatever good about this party and its candidate to illustrate this kind of positive image. So it is very interesting to see what are the lyrics about. Are they in vernacular language or official language? And who's the singer? Is he or she a gospel singer or secular singer? And who pays for the song, of course? So from all these details, you can have a general analysis of this party's propaganda. And I think the diversity of campaign songs this year are very worth looking into.
Raila tibim, tibim, agwambo tibim, tibim, tinga tibim, tibim, nundo tialala, tialala, nundo tialala, tialala, nasa, 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 nasa. Kenya dutora mo, Raila kotelo. Kenya dutora mo, Raila kotelo. Nairobi ora mora ila kaotelo. Nairobi ora mora ila kaotelo. Kisumu ora mora ila kaotelo. Kisumu ora mora ila kaotelo. Ani mbasa ora mora.
mora ila tote lo Mbasora mora ila tote lo Tinga Nasa, 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 nasa Eno se choromo aima ni engolo Eno se chochopo asuki inuma Se choromo aima ni engolo Don't get such a job as you give in my lego. Nasa, Nasa, Nasa. Only Galamo, and now a joke in the way. Only Galamo, and now a joke in the way.
Very catchy, right? Actually, the singer of this song, Ani Jalamo, was just a club singer with little fame. And he got famous because of this song. He only composed and recorded it in less than an hour, according to some information online. And then it just got viral, and people started to talk about this song everywhere. And there was even one time that many medias claimed that Jalamo was murdered moments after gracing Odinga in this song.
Yep, the media has different perspectives on various issues. What does TB mean anyway?
It's kind of like a slogan of NASA, and it was definitely the most popular word used during the campaign. And it actually took me a while to look for the meaning of this word. The most believable answer would be that TBIM is an ancient Greek word meaning revolution.
Yeah, and it was used at the end of prayers. You say TBIM and the devil comes out running. So I also saw some Kenyan using TBIMize to mean cure something on Twitter, like to TBIMize a social problem or TBIMize the Jubilee party.
And they also use chalala in their speech. And I think I also heard that from their song.
Yeah, it's also a confusing word for me. And I checked with my Kenyan friend. He cannot explain it clearly to me neither.
I actually checked online too. And it seems to be a synonym of TBIM, which can be used interchangeably.
And Jubilee members said that NASA knows nothing at all. They only know TBIM and chalala. And TBIM is uganga, which means traditional medical treatment in Swahili. So to some extent, it's related to superstition. And they said that chalala is uchawi, which basically means witchcraft.
Wow, the most popular words with the least understanding of its meaning. If it took two of you so long to understand their meanings, how did Kenyan find it out?
Kenyans found out about the meaning of these words because these words were being used in their direct environment. I mean, at first they were popularized by social media users, and then even news outlets picked up on them. And the words were used so frequently that in the end they just became part of Kenyan society.
Yeah, I feel that sometimes we have to be in a certain environment to understand certain things. Since that we are not in Kenya, that we were not directly exposed to what they were going through. So that's maybe why we find it hard to understand the meanings of these words.
And how about the dance that we just saw in the video? Is it official too? Because I just got a message from one of our listeners in Kitale, Valerie Kate. Valerie Kate says, nice songs but dirty dance styles. And another message from Joe Osaya Opio from Embu. A very good song, but the dancers don't quite match with a political message.
I tend to agree with them, but we have to admit that twerking is kind of popular these years. And another version of story is that this specific type of twerking is a traditional dance move of Lua tribe.
And you can really feel Odinga's popularity amongst the public. I mean, people voluntarily compose songs for him, they danced to it, they loved it. Whereas Jubilee, they had to go out and hire composers and singers for most of their campaign songs, which, to be frank, is a little bit sad. But just a little bit.
But even the singer of NASA TBIM, Jalamo, he wants money too. Some media reported that Odinga has paid 10 million shillings to Jalamo, and Jalamo was like, no, he didn't, but I think I deserve that. And it was after that, NASA finally approached him and paid for this because they think that it could be used as their official campaign song. So you see, NASA is popular, but unprepared.
Right. At the beginning of the program, I think you also mentioned that we need to look at the language used in each song.
Oh, yes. This song is Shen and Lua language. Shen is Swahili and English-based cant. It's often seen as the language of Kenyan urban youth.
And youth is really Odinga's major target.
Exactly.
So the language use actually reflected the image that Odinga wanted to create for himself, which is him caring about young people, him caring about Luo people. And because Sheng is the language that most young Kenyans use, it became so trendy because young people dominate the social medias now. I mean, they're always tweeting, they're always Snapchatting, they're always getting their Instagram on. So that's how the word spread.
Interesting. Let's check out our second song today from Jubilee Party to see how they use music to express their political views and visions. Uhuru Tano Tena.
Kura Jubilee Party.
Wakenya twasema Uhuru Ruto Tano tena.
Kazi wamefanya inaonekana na Wakenya wote.
Wakenya twasema Uhuru Ruto Tano tena. Ndani, ndani, ndani. To the state house, to the state house, Uhuru Ruto, Tano tena. Ndani, ndani, ndani. To the state house, to the state house, Uhuru Ruto, Tano tena.
Wamejenga reli kuupanua usafiri Kenya.
Evelyn and Yusra, I like the melody. It's very catchy. For me, this kind of upbeat rhythm is a great choice for campaign song. What is it about, Evelyn?
Yeah, Tano Tena means five more years in Swahili. So in this song, they praised what Kenyatta had done. They used the same words that Kenyatta and his colleagues used when they addressed in public, such as we've built roads, we've created jobs. And they actually quoted one of NASA's slogan, which is Ndani, Ndani, Ndani. It's also Swahili meaning inside. And it shows that they have this intention to go deep into something. So they said Ndani, Ndani, Ndani to the state house. So that's their goal, to the state house again.
Since you mentioned it, Evelyn, there's this funny story behind this Ndani, Ndani slogan. Am I pronouncing it right?
Ndani, Ndani, right.
Ndani, Ndani, okay. So it was first mentioned by Nick Szilard, who is KANU's Secretary General. He made this statement during the NASA launch earlier this year, indicating that KANU would fully support Odinga. But it was only a week later that KANU declared that they would instead support Uhuru Kenyatta, who now uses the Ndani, Donny statement for Jubilee instead.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah, so it just kind of shows you there's no loyalty in the game.
So they fought back by music and used this line for their own profit.
And what's more interesting is that Nick Szilard, the one who's created this whole Ndani thing, is that he had his lawyer draw up a patent for it. But I'm not sure if it has something to do with this whole Jubilee song. But if it is, then it's quite funny.
Yeah, it is indeed. And another reason why this song raised controversy nationwide is because of the singer Ben Gisaye, right, Anita?
A very famous gospel singer.
And what about the singer for Nasa Tibim?
He's secular.
Our listeners are leaving messages for us now. You can tell how controversial it is, even just from these messages. Colin Okoff from Butare says, why Ben Gitae? Why not a secular musician? It's a letdown. Janet Machuka from Johannesburg writes, what the hell is happening with the brains of gospel singers in Kenya who corrupted their minds? I cannot tell the difference between gospel singers and entertainers from one pot. Shiro Kevo from Nairobi writes, Ben Gitae, good job. There must be haters. Not everyone loves Jesus too. It's a nice song. And I also say Tano Tena.
Let's talk about your comment, Collins. And political expression in song has been around for such a long time and is present in so many cultures. I mean, if Jay-Z can make songs to endorse Obama, why shouldn't Benny be able to do this exact same thing for Uhuru? He shouldn't be looked at differently simply because he's combining religion with music. I mean, patriotic religion songs are not a crime. So, you know, Collins, just get with the times. Would you agree?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, these days, gospel music tend to appeal to people from all spheres of life. The music genres are so varied. It has evolved considerably in the last two decades. In Africa, people use jazz, soukous, even makossa in gospel songs. And then also the fact that gospel songs, the message, the language revolves around peace, comfort, unity, solidarity. So I guess it's appropriate for campaign songs, provided that a level of decency is maintained. Great. Evelyn, what is the language use of Uhuru Tanotena?
I think it is wise for them to sing in Swahili instead of Kikuyu, though both Gisaye and Kenyatta are from Kikuyu tribe. Swahili as an official national language does sound better if you want to convey a message of unity. From this perspective, I feel Jubilee has done a much better job than NASA. I understand that playing a card of ethnicity could win them votes, but not as obvious as this. It should be down under the table, right?
Completely agreed, especially after what happened after the 2007 election.
Jubilee! Jubilee! Ndani, ndani, ndani.
Ngei na mulu mochizia walituwacha kwa selikali. Upinzani ni ugeni kwetu sisi wakamba. Tulundi kwa selikali. Mbele iko sawa.
Interesting song, Mbe Iko Sawa. Evelyn, again, what is this song about?
Well, basically, Mbele Iko Sawa means our future will be bright. So you can just have a guess about what the lyrics are about. So this song is by MC Njagi, and he is the most popular parody singer in Kenya right now. And I have to say that he's good looking.
Yeah, I actually got a message from our listener, Mercy Nyokabi, all the way from Machakos. All our friends in Machakos, good evening. Mercy Nyokabi says, these eyes are killing me.
Yeah, this might be a reason why Jubilee picked him, but that's not what I'm here to discuss about. The point that I want to mention here is that this song, Mbele Iko Sawa, is not composed for Jubilee. It's actually based on MC Njagi's hit song, Yaliyondwele Sipite. And if we compare the music videos of these two songs, we can see clearly that the one sponsored by Jubilee has a much better quality. And there are different scenes in this Jubilee version. For example, he was dancing on a bridge, and I would just naturally think that this is a bridge built by Jubilee. Because they always say that we have been focusing on infrastructure construction, and this has already become Jubilee's main theme.
Jubilee is already very experienced in this kind of political propaganda.
Exactly, and they know what is trending. That's why they approached MC Njagi. I have to say that NASA still has a long way to go when it comes to campaign song propaganda. They are not sensitive enough as Jubilee.
Okay, so MC Njagi is a secular singer and he sings in Swahili.
Yeah, secular and Swahili. And what I found interesting is that people said this remixed version was aiming at persuading the Kamba community to vote for Jubilee Party because apparently MC Njagi has a Kamba accent. But actually, he's not Mkamba, he's from Meru.
Yeah, I did find a lot of comments discussing about this, and there are people who assume that he's Mkukuyu pretending to be Meru, such as this Chris 11, but he said, but your song is awesome.
I guess that's why we say that music is a universal language.
Yay, I have a comment here saying, ha 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 ha, I love our Kenyan different tribes and diversity. Why can't we just love each other as Kenyans? Well, a perfect statement for conclusion. So it's goodbye from me, Anita Burgre, here in the studio. And thank you very much, Yusra Abdullahi and Evelyn Chen, for your contribution. And also goodbye to all our listeners all over the world.
Bye.
Okay, bye, guys.